When you're feeling anxious or stressed, where do you turn for comfort? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. What's your favorite form of escape? For me, especially in high school, I played a ton of video games just to distract myself from my life. Now, my life wasn't bad at all, but I still felt discontented. Maybe you share one of my other favorite distractions, reading books, like today's author, Evelyn Cardrich, with our Devo, The Gift the World Cannot Give. As a younger teenager, I was so interested in reading fiction. It provided entertainment, romance, adventure, comedy, and interesting plots. Not to mention, it also provided an escape from the real world, thrusting me into an author's made-up fantasy. During stressful or anxious times in my life, I strolled through the young adult shelves at my local library, seeking reprieve. The desire to shrink out of reality became a struggle as I felt more desperate after each book. At the time, I felt the only thing that could give me peace was books or something to constantly read. Then, one day, I lost my library card. I spent months without reading. Fortunately, that gave me time to dive into my dust-collecting Bible. Diving into the Gospels, the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I did not leave my room for the next hour. I was stuck on a specific chapter, John 14. In verse 27, I was stunned to read what Jesus told his disciples. Here, he gives them a specific gift. He specifically stated that he would give them peace of mind and heart. That changed my life. Furthermore, Jesus said that his peace wasn't like the peace that created things could give. As followers of Christ, we have access to the eternal peace that transcends what any other person or thing can give. Today, I still love reading, and I'm still a teenager who loves romance, adventure, comedy, and interesting plots. But my heart was what changed. Now I look for my peace in the one who I can always rely on. So, what are some questions you've got? One of Jesus' names is Prince of Peace. That's found in Isaiah 9:6. Because Jesus died and rose again to forgive us and save us from sin and death, everyone who trusts in him can have peace with God, like Romans 5:1 says. That means our sin no longer makes us enemies of God. Instead, verse 11 in chapter 5 says, we get to rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. And it's because of this relationship that we can bring God all of our worries. And as Philippians 4:7 says, we can experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. When Jesus returns to restore creation, all his people will feel perfectly at peace all the time. And until that day, he invites us to draw near to him whenever we feel unpeaceful, resting in his great love for us and bringing him all of our concerns and desires and needs. Through the Holy Spirit, he will help us experience his peace more and more throughout our lives. Can you remember a time in your life when you experienced God's peace? What was that like? Now, as you and I can read what Jesus says in John 14:27, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. And take a closer look at what the Bible says about peace in Psalm 4:8, John 14:25 through 29, and John 16, verse 33, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and maybe this is the first time you've listened to Unlocked, or have you listened from the very beginning? Maybe you have questions about today's story, or you have an idea for something new. And if you do, we'd love to hear about it. Email us. Go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how God wants to take on all of your anxiety so you don't have to worry. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Peace. He specifically